The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Against them that will prosper. Every tongue that will rise against them in judgment. Open your mouth and condemn it in the name of Jesus. When you open your mouth, a closed mouth. A closed mouth. It's a closed destiny. Open your mouth and pray for one another. Open your mouth, From the bottom of your heart. Pray for one another. Let the sick be healed. Let the bound be set free. Let the captives be delivered. Let the poor be rich. Open your mouth and pray for one another. I pray for you this morning. You will not die. You will not die. You will not die. You will succeed. The year 2024. In the name of Jesus. Have favor with God. Have favor with God. Have favor with God. And with all men. Be blessed by going out. Be blessed by coming in. Let the blessings of the Lord that make us one rich become the air that you breathe. Open your mouth and pray for 1 minute, 60 seconds. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to do one more thing before I enter into the word of the Lord. You want to enter into a covenant with God personally. You want to enter into a covenant on behalf of your family. And yourself. Your business, your education, your marriage, your children, everything concerning you, you want to enter into a covenant. In the case of Hannah, she made a vow unto God. But in your case, lift up a seed, lift up a seed, 10 seed. 20
cities,
50 cities, 100
cities,
and let's begin to pray.
Lift up the
sea. Lift up the sea. This is a spiritual command.
Where your home is,
we will not bury you.
Yes,
we will not bury your children.
Yes,
your business will prosper. The year 2024 is your year. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said the year 2024 is the manifestation of the blessings of the Lord over your business, over your family, over your ministry, over your children, over everything concerning you. By the talking of the seed in your hand, begin to prophesy. Speak over that seed as a means of a covenant. Lord, I enter into a covenant this morning. As we end this 21 days, accept the seed of God as a means of a covenant. As I place it on the altar, protect me, deliver me, fight my battles for me, put my enemies to shame. In the name of Jesus, speak over those things. Speak over that thing. Speak over that thing. Speak over that thing. The altar is not an altar unless the sacrifice is placed on it. The altar will not act on your behalf unless you place the sacrifice upon it. I challenge you. I challenge you with this command. Bring a sacrifice upon this altar.
God
will manifest for you. Lift it up.
Lift it up.
Lift it up. Lift it up. Stand on your feet if you can.
Sorry, you know, nice bit to me.
If you don't have a seat, ask somebody to give you a seat. If you don't have a seat, ask somebody. It can be 5 cities, it can be 10
cities.
It can be 100
cities.
It can be 200 cities. According to your strength.
The
Bible says, as you sow, whatsoever a man soweth,
say,
Same shall they reap. Lift it up. Somebody give me a seat. Give me a seat.
Karabasata. Kelebosita.
Lift it up.
Peja Kwasro.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Karabasokoto.
Say in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, we did move.
As I lift up this seat. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Let it be a sacrificial lamp that will activate my covenant rights.
My covenant rights.
Between me. And you.
And you.
This morning.
This morning.
As I place this seed.
As I place this
on the altar.
On the altar.
I enter into a covenant.
I enter into a covenant.
A covenant with God.
Covenant with
God. I will not die.
I will not die.
My children will not die.
My children will not die.
My business will not die.
My business will not die.
My ministry will not die.
My ministry will not die.
No weapon. That will rise against me.
That
will prosper.
That will prosper.
By this covenant.
Protect me.
By this covenant. Deliver me.
Deliver me.
By this covenant.
With this covenant.
Manifest. Your will.
Your will.
Your purpose.
Your purpose.
Your glory,
your
assignment
over my life,
with power
in the name of Jesus,
in Jesus' name,
amen.
Every one of you come to the altar, place it at the altar. Every one of you, and be in the spirit. If you can pray in the spirit, begin to pray in the spirit. If you can pray in the spirit, begin to pray in the spirit. You will not die. God will favor you. The heavens will be for you. You're going out and you're coming in. Every closed door last year,
Jesus,
this year will open for you.
Amen.
Your fasting will not be in vain. Your waiting upon the Lord will not be in vain. Your prayers will not be in vain. Your giving will not be in vain. Place this seed with expectation. Place this seed with expectation. Place this seed on the altar with an expectation. You are a covenant child of God. You are a covenant child of God. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. Pray in the spirit. It is not money you are giving. You are unlocking mysteries. You are empowering the altar to speak on your behalf. To deliver you from shame, from reproach. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Let's stand on your feet. Everybody stand on your feet. Everybody stand on your feet. Lift the holy hands. Lift the holy hands. Lift the holy hands. Begin to pray the spirit. Come on. Pray the spirit. Loose yourself from every hindrance. Loose yourself from every bondage. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Come on. Release fire. Loose yourself from every limitation. Loose yourself from every happiness. Loose yourself from every arrow of the enemy. And the public. Open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth. Take the battle to the gates of the enemy. Let every witch down. Let every witch down. Let principality free. Open your mouth. Come on, release fire. Release fire. Release fire. Release the lightning of God. Release the thunder of God. Release the weapons of God against the kingdom of darkness. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Holy Ghost fire. One more minute, 60 seconds, finish off. One more minute. Bible said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. As your hands are lifted up, your eyes are closed. I release upon you this morning the mantle of power. The mantle of power. The year 2024. You must not struggle. You must not struggle. You must not be sick. You must not fail. It's a command. It's a must. You must know. As your hands are lifted up. Let the very anointing that raised Jesus from the dead quicken your mortal bodies. Make you another man.
Amen.
make you another woman.
Amen.
Release you from the dimension of the flesh.
Jesus' name.
Into the dimension of the spirit.
Amen.
Ah.
Satan.
Witches will run away from you.
Jesus' name.
Demons will flee from you.
Jesus' name.
Not in the church.
Oh, my good
but at the marketplace.
Jesus' name.
On the streets.
Jesus' name.
In your house.
Ah, my Satan.
There will be manifestations.
Jesus' name.
Because of the mantle.
Jesus' name.
That you are carrying.
Akataya.
Thank you, Lord.
Likelebo siyata.
Libakadaba.
Likotorebo sibi.
Libakadaba.
Ah, Jesus.
Thank you, Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
I don't want to say. On the subject, the mysteries of the battle. When you talk about the mysteries of the battle, you are talking about the kingdom of God. The mystery behind the battle. Every battle in your life. Every war you are raging. It's a setup. It's God's way of giving you victory. There's no victory without war. There is no victory without battles. So therefore you must be a soldier mindset. You must be a soldier mindset. You cannot have a military mindset without winning the battle. With a soldier mindset. With a military mindset. Victory is yours. Victory is yours. Hallelujah. Amen.
When you talk about the mystery of the battle, the battle began from heaven. It was God's strategy to give you victory. Bible said there was war in heaven. God is God. The creator of the universe. The creator of mankind. The all-knowing God. That was the end to the beginning. Why must there be war in heaven?
But
it is God's strategy. It's God's system. It's God's principle. Ordinances. To give you victory. I said to give you victory.
There
is no victory without war. There is no battle without victory. The battle you are fighting, I declare you victorious. Your amens are weak.
Yes, sir. 1 minute, I am ready.
I say your amens need some vitamin D. Have you ever heard
that what you pay?
That life is war.
Say, Obra e yoko. What you pay?
I remember 30 years ago.
Okay, then he said,
before God opened the door for some of us to travel abroad,
and suddenly
there was some trucks that they have written on in life is war.
Now, a same beer, MC will be anyway. Yeah, true, he said, Obra e yoko.
It is true.
No, you cry.
Before you were born,
and suddenly be wound.
Two individuals came together. The woman carried egg. The man carried sperm. The sperm is 200,000 to 300,000 sperm. But it's only one that survived. I say that is you.
Anywhere.
I say that is you.
Anywhere.
That is the beginning of the battle.
When the Okuna says here.
That was the foundation.
When you flap him, no.
You have fought a battle.
What could Okuna
you have? You have been born.
Anayawo.
You have gone through age.
What for infirmo?
Some die at birth.
I told you for a woman.
Others die young.
If you won't get to a woman.
But thank God you are alive and well.
I said,
thank God you are still here.
Oh, that's so,
the Lord sent me to let you know. Every battle you are fighting. Make up your mind. The year 2024. Is your year of victory. I say it's your year of victory. Turn your Bibles with me to Revelation. Chapter number 12. Verse number 7. Are you there? Then war broke up in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back. Verse 8. But he was not strong enough. They lost their place in heaven. Verse 9. The great dragon was held down. That ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who lead the whole world astray. He was held to the earth and his angels were with him. Do King James for me, verse 12. Quickly. Look at what God said after the falling of the dragon in verse
1.
Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants on earth. Even God sent warning. Woe of the inhabitants on earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. As we look into that verse, God strategically allow war in heaven. Nothing surprises God.
It
must not surprise you. If you are in tune with the Holy Spirit. If you are
a
child of God. Nothing must surprise you.
And
I'm talking about. That war didn't surprise God. Because God is aware that there will be war. God set it up. When man fell in the garden, it wasn't a mistake. It was God's strategy. Because in Revelation chapter 5, the Bible said before the foundation of the earth, before he said let there be man, before he said let there be light, and let us create man in our own image, he has already slew the lamb. The lamb has already been prepared. So that when man falls, God can restore man back unto himself. So this warfare,
it is our way,
this strategy, is God's way of making himself strong. If you look into the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, 400 times the word war was mentioned. 400 times from Genesis to Revelation, 400 times. We know that 365 times Bible says fear not. Bible says fear not. 365 times. But the word war is over 365 times. So it means that it's God's principle for this earth. Looking at Revelation chapter 12, verse number 12, Bible says God sent warning. God sent warning that the devil has come. He's assignment is to fight. But hear me. God has already prepared you. I said heaven has prepared you. I said God has prepared you. You will not die in this battle. You will not fail in this battle. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said shout hallelujah. Look at Matthew chapter 11, verse number 12. The mystery of battle. The mystery of battle. Whatever you are going through, God has prepared you. God has prepared you. Matthew chapter number 11, verse 12, sorry. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Oh, turn to someone saying the violence take it by force. Turn to somebody behind you and say the violence take it by force. You must be violent.
And so when you pray,
turn to someone and say the year 2024. You must be violent. You must be violent. Because the violence take it by force. Somebody say, I'm taking 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 it by force. So yes.
Yes.
I say, so yes.
Yes.
I'm talking about God has empowered you by the Holy Spirit. You receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. After 21 days prayer and fasting, you must be victorious. You must not be sick. You must not die. You must not be in that accident. I'm talking about Satan must be worried about you because you are a candidate of victory. So yes. I say so yes. We have various battles that confront us. We have physical battles that rage in families, that rage in marriages, that rage in your finances, that rage in your business, in ministry, in your life, especially over your children. That is physical battles. Physical battles. But you must win all. I say you must win all. I say you must win all. There is a man in the Bible by name David.
I have heard of David.
David fought battles.
Now David is so occupied.
He fought 66 battles.
Occupied,
and never lost one. Then to some extent, never lose your battles. Then to some extent, never lose your battles. Say, I will not lose any battle. I will not lose my rental battles. I will not lose family battles. I will not lose financial battles. I will not lose business battles. Ministerial battles. Battles of my life.
Hey.
Healing is my portion. I will not be sick. I will not be sick. So yes!
Yes!
The mystery of the battle. I said the mystery of the battle. Battles are God's strategy. To pronounce the victory. David fought 66 battles. And never lost one. Lift your hands and say, I will never lose one.
I
will never lose any battle. Educational battle, you will not lose it. Look at another verse of scripture, Psalm 18. Let me lay a foundation quickly. Psalm 18, verse 39.
Teacher, where they are sound crow?
40.
Any idea 9.
While we are meditating on Psalm 18.
If you're
making a note, let me give you this key take away notes.
I see so yeah.
War is mentioned 400 times in the Bible.
Yeah, but so I had nine I watch some or
God allow war to protest. And to bring himself his glory. War serve as a means of providence of God's protection over your life. When you are in any war, that's when you depend on God. That's when you look for God. So war serve as a means of testing your faith and providence
and
protection.
War
is God's guidance, justice, and will. Always the presence of God. With the presence of God. So here we go. War. Is God's guidance, justice, God's will to govern his presence. You can never be victorious in warfare without the presence of God. The presence of God becomes a shield around you. The presence of God becomes a weapon against your enemies. So remember, anytime you are involved in war, invoke Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. So you become untouchable. So Bible says, touch not my anointing. And do my prophet no harm. There are too many soldiers that go to war. Some die. Others return. May you return alive.
Amen.
You didn't hear me.
What
did you hear? I said, may you never die in this battle.
Amen.
May you return alive.
Amen.
Because God will empower you. You have armed me with strength for the battle. You have armed me. Give me King James.
King James, I say, what mommy, I want
you have armed me with strength.
And now, what do you want?
For thou hast gathered me.
Now, we know about what
with
me.
Strength unto the battle. Subdue under me.
Now, what do you bring me? I shall
those that rise against me.
What was so it's me?
God has gathered me.
Now, what about me? Who by
with strength. So Bible says it's not by might or power. It's by the spirit of the living God. As a child of God, remember, you are a soldier. You didn't hear me. You are not a civilian. I said you are a soldier. I said you are a soldier. You must have a soldier mentality. When you see a trained soldier, they do not need to be in uniform.
The
way they carry themselves. The way they walk. The way they talk. The way they think. You know this is a soldier. Or you know this is a
police officer.
Or you know this is a warder. I'm talking about you are trained. By the Holy Ghost. You are not a civilian. Tell to someone say you are not a civilian. Tell to someone say I'm not a civilian. And here hear me well. The year 2024, there will be a lot of casualties. But you will not fall.
That's what they want to tell.
I say you will not fall. I say you will not fall. Your foundation is solid. Your 21 days prayer and fasting. I send notice into the camp of the enemy. Into the bottom of hell. That I'm untouchable. That I'm untouchable.
I
understand the mysteries of the battle I'm involved with. I will not run from the battlefield. I will not return from the battlefield. I will face my enemies. I will defeat them. Because God has strengthened me. So yes.
Yes.
I said, so yes.
Yes.
We have different levels of battles. We have some battles that last long. Others are short term battles. Look at 2 Samuel. Chapter number 3, verse 1. 2 Samuel. King James. Now, somebody say now.
Now, Sabri.
There was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David was stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul was weaker and weaker. I believe in clapping. Now there was a long war. I don't know what kind of war you are fighting. As long as the battle is, may your enemies be weaker and weaker.
Amen.
May the Lord strengthen you.
Amen.
May the Lord make you stronger and stronger.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how long the battle takes. It doesn't matter how long the battle takes. May the Lord cause your enemies to be weaker.
Amen.
May the Lord cause your enemies to be weaker.
Amen.
And may the Lord cause you to be stronger.
Amen.
Say,
yes.
Shout, I'm a warrior.
I am a warrior.
Shout, I am a warrior.
I am a warrior.
Warriors approach battles with strategies. Warriors approach battles. If you have this mindset, nothing will make you cry. Nothing will challenge you.
But
it happened. You begin to look for your ammunition. When it happens, you begin to be aware that war, battles are raging against me. It can be financial battles. It can be marital battles. It can be educational battles. It can be business battles. It can be educational battles. Whatever battle you see, you have what it takes to be victorious. I said you have what it takes.
And
you live here today and look for your enemies. May you live here today and take the battle to the gate of the enemy and declare yourself victorious. Declare yourself victorious. Because battles are fought by faith. Like I said, we have different type of battles. We have spiritual battles. We call spiritual warfare. We have physical battles. That rage in the family. in your marriage, in your finances, in your business, in your ministry, in your life. But when you talk about spiritual warfare, you're talking about the enemy taking the battle higher. He's taking it behind the scene. When you are not aware of. When sometimes. He's taking you by surprise. Hear me well. God has made a provision. The nine keys of the Holy Spirit. Is your battle ready weapon. The gift of discernment. The gift of faith. The gift of healing. The gift of prophecy. The gift of interpretation of tongues. Is your battle ready. Weapons against the words of the enemy. Hear me well. This year, we will celebrate you. It's only these people saying amen. I said this year, we will celebrate you.
Amen.
I said yes.
Ha! Hey, Masayata.
Every enemy
that
will make a mistake
to
take the battle to your gate,
they'll
be destroyed. I said they'll be destroyed. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse
3.
The mystery of the battle. Someone says it's a mystery. It's a mystery. It's a hidden treasure. If you understand it, you will never cry. You put on your battle gear. You put on your battle gear. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war. Somebody say we do not war. After the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, are you born again?
Where
you
are from?
Are you the redeemer of the Lord? You are battle ready. Then to someone say you are battle ready.
Say
heaven is depending on you. You cannot fail God.
This
battle is fought in the realms. Of the spirit. In this kingdom, every citizen is a warrior. In this kingdom, every citizen is a
warrior.
Before I relate to this, Ephesians chapter number 6, verse 11. Talk about put on the whole armor of God. Battle ready. Do not be taken by surprise.
24/7.
The battle mindset.
My wife did not come here so.
In the car. In the marketplace. In your
school.
On the streets. At your workplace.
Wherever
you find yourself. Be battle mindset.
My wife did not want to say, I'll come here.
Be battle ready. Because you never leave your house without wearing your clothes. Why are you leaving your house?
I don't know
without putting on the whole armor of God. You must put on the whole armor of God. You must put on the whole armor of God. I'm talking about the enemy must know that you are battle ready. You are battle set. They cannot touch you. They cannot mess around you. You are very sensitive. You can discern. You can know. When witches are fooling around, you can know when Satan is in town. Hear me well. In the realm of the spirit, Satan knows. The church is not battle ready. Do you know that in the witchcraft domain, in the satanic realm,
Satan,
if they organize conferences, if they organize conferences, nobody goes with car. How did they go?
Every one of them will attend the meeting. But they don't drive. They don't take cars. And after the meeting, they will still go to their departments. They know something we don't know. We come with cars. And they laugh at us. Because they have maintained their inheritance. They have maintained their inheritance. When they call for a conference, they appear and disappear. But can you appear?
Now wait me, appear.
Can you disappear?
Wait me, I rise.
So there is something they are doing.
It will be your name.
There is something they are doing.
Bibi omo ye.
That we don't know.
Aye nim.
But there's one thing that you can do.
Na adiba kuna wait me.
Have faith in God.
Nyejide onyamimo.
Have faith in God.
Nyejide onyamimo.
Have faith in God.
Nyejide onyamimo.
They can finish their meetings.
Wait me, we must hear.
Everybody's gone.
No bi akọ.
And nobody know how they came.
No bi su nim akọ mpaso ba ye.
But that is your gift.
Now, when you see your chair,
you must be able to control the potency. You must be able to control the corridors of the spirit.
Yes,
you must be able to know that witches are flying.
And so, wizard
is operating.
And
you must be able to take the battle to them.
Now,
and win the battle for God.
Now,
because in Jeremiah, chapter 51, verse 20 to 24, God said, "You are my battle
axe."
God said, "With you, I will destroy kingdoms." God said with you,
oh, no.
I'll destroy nations. Heaven is depending on you.
May
your fasting never be in vain. May your fasting never be in vain.
Amen.
I said, may your fasting never be in vain.
Amen.
May you be strong in the spirit.
Amen.
I say, may you be strong in the spirit.
Amen.
I say, may you be strong in the spirit.
Amen.
I say, may you be strong in the spirit.
Amen.
And hear me and hear me well.
See that, hear me, yeah.
Battles.
I'll come.
It's God's way of giving you victory. As we put on the whole armor of God, we are battle ready. There are some people they cannot even visit their hometowns. Because they are afraid. Where is your God? There are some people they cannot even command things to happen. Where is your power? There are some people. Satan has taken authority over their families.
Satan was fed to be there almost years ago.
Witches are demonstrating real in their families.
Now, be ye Adam, where the power was anymore?
The principality in your area.
In Penibia, more on Patemono.
Is controlling children in your area.
There's a woman, no, woman didn't call us up there.
And yet, you are a candidate of heaven.
Now, so we are a soul nipa.
Hear me as I conclude.
Now, and son of you know.
In this kingdom. If you are still praying for needs, it's because you are a baby in Christ. Because you are summoned.
Now,
is to grow from things. Kingdom mindset. What is the will of God for 2024? This gathering shouldn't have been church. This gathering would have been a conference of individuals from different consequences. When government gather in parliament, they don't gather as church members. They gather, each one is representing a locality. Which area are you influencing? Which areas are you influencing? Which area are you representing today? Are you just a church member? Have you just come to church as usual? Or you have come so that we can decide and take decision about what is happening in your localities.
Then
you live here, not as a church member, but as a commander.
So be our question. My chest here.
I'm talking about
Akasafa.
The year 2024. Let heaven trust you.
Ma osu emfani reise umu.
In charge of our soul.
Se uwo okrebi esu.
In charge of our family.
Se udiye wusemi so.
In charge of our territory.
Se uwo empatembi
so. In charge of our program.
Ana jumedebi kwa suna
biso. In this kingdom.
Ewa sahi miyomo.
We are stars.
Yeye nsuma.
We are stars.
Yeah, yeah, Stroma.
We are stars.
Yeah, yeah, Stroma.
God say, I will make you stars.
Yeah, me so me more, yeah, Stroma.
And hear me well.
Let's hear, not hear me.
You must program yourself.
And so she said, oh.
You cannot live a carefree life.
What you mean, Tina? She said, oh, no, I'm for her.
You must live a mindset programming, trained soldier life.
And so Tina said, oh, be a wild dream. When sin you put. I saw Australia yati tino abrabo and I saw bo.
Yes.
I said, Ani.
I said, so yes.
Yes.
I said, so yes.
Yes.
I said, so yes.
Yes.
Ah. Mm. Look at what Paul said when he finished his battle and fight. Second Timothy. When Paul was
Timothy,
about to depart, chapter number 4, verse 7. He made a profound statement. It tells you that everybody,
there
will be an end to this battle. But in the case of Paul,
he said,
I have fought a good fight.
I
have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. You cannot say.
What you mean, say?
At the age of 120.
Or 100, you know.
Have houses.
We will fear bibri.
Have cars.
We will bibri.
Have lands.
We will see bibri.
I'm ready to go.
You
are a failure. Heaven does not recognize your
cars.
Heaven does not recognize your cars. Heaven does not recognize your lands. Heaven will recognize the souls that you have won for the kingdom. Heaven will recognize. And you reward him with the crown of life. You reward him with the crown of life. You reward him with the crown of life. He will not reward you for the houses.
He
will not reward you for the cars.
He
will not reward you for the clothes.
And then Tadia was saying,
Paul said,
Paul can say,
I have fought a good fight. I have fought a good fight. I'm about to release the mantle. Of the warrior. Upon somebody. The mantle of the warrior. The mantle of the warrior. Battle mindset. Ready for war. Ready for war. Ready for war. Just read this scripture quickly. Jeremiah 51.
Jeremiah 51.
2024, then we close. Can we read together if you have your Bible? Verse number 20, say, hold. For thou art
my battle axe.
God is speaking to somebody.
Uh-huh.
Can we read 1-2?
Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms.
Read on.
In pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider.
Read on. 24.
With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman.
Uh-huh.
And with thee will I break in pieces old and young. Mm. And with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and the flock.
Uh-huh.
And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen.
Uh-huh.
And 24. With thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. 24.
Stand on your feet.
And I will render unto Babylon.
Stand on your feet.
That's what I'm saying.
And I will render unto Babylon.
And I will render unto Babylon.
And to all the inhabitants of the Chaldeans.
All the inhabitants of the Chaldeans.
All their evil.
All their evil.
That they have done in Zion.
In Zion.
In your sight.
Say the Lord.
Put your Bibles on.
Paul just sent it to him.
Lift your hands.
Now, Peter, on Sakos Road.
I'm standing on the
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, lift your holy hands all over this place. Lift your holy hands all over this place. Begin to worship the name of the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Israel never gave birth to nations.
Israel, who am I?
He never gave birth.
Well, what da?
He never gave birth to nations.
Well, who am I da?
Until he fought with God. He battled with God. Unto God. Change his name from Jacob. To Israel.
Israel.
That's your hands are lifted up. I release the mantle of the warrior upon you. You will never lose any battle. You will never lose any battle.
Amen.
No sickness. No poverty. No curse.
Amen.
No demon.
Amen.
No witch.
Amen.
No wizard.
Amen.
No person.
Amen.
Will approach you.
Yes, Lord.
In warfare.
Jesus.
That will empower you. As your hands are lifted up.
So I pray
as the whole place is silent.
I
in 60 seconds. The mantle is the Spirit of God. He will locate you.
He
will locate you. All over this place. You are standing on the holy ground. The mantle of the warrior. The mantle of the warrior. To bring you victory. Bible said to them that believe, this sign shall follow them. To them that believe, to them that believe, this sign shall follow them. As the whole place is silent, it will fall upon you like a dove. It will fall upon you like fire. It will run through your bones, your veins. You will never be the same. Just breathe in and out all over this place. Fire!
Jesus.
Of the Holy Ghost. Touch it. Take it. Take it. All over this place. 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 Holy Ghost! Touch! 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 The mantle of the warrior. Ha! Ha! Take it all over this place. Receive it. 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 Take it. Now. All over this place. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. Receive it. Receive it. It's a mantle. It's a visitation. Bring it. It's a visitation of the fire of the Holy Ghost. Stand behind it. Lift it up. Receive it for the battle. Fire! Now! 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 May the Lord make you another man. May the Lord make you another woman. Receive the touch of God. Now! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Break. 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 2024. The mantle for the victory. The mantle for the victory. The mantle for the victory. Signs and wonders will follow you. Receive it now. Receive it now. Just breathe in and out all over. The power of God will touch you. The anointing of God will touch you. The grace of God will touch you. The heavens will be open for you. Now! Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Touch! 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 Ha! As the whole place is silent, there is an angelic visitation. There is somebody during the 21 days. God promised you a miracle. Receive it now. Receive it now.
Jesus.
Receive it now.
Jesus.
Receive it now.
Jesus.
Receive it now. By the angel of the Lord. By the angel of the Lord. Receive the touch
Jesus,
of the Holy Ghost. Ah. Liba kada bayada. Liba kotoro bosoko daraba baraba. Mahandaraba kaya daraba.
Hey. There is somebody you are contending with death. But victory is yours. Victory is yours. Victory is yours. Take life.
Jesus.
Run life.
Jesus.
No.
Jesus. Karabasaya.
Breathe in and out.
Karabasakata.
Receive it. Different level. Different level.
Jesus.
Different level.
Jesus.
Different level.
Jesus.
Different level.
Jesus.
Different level. There's somebody the Holy Ghost has fallen upon you like a dove. Take it.
Jesus.
Take it. Receive it, it's yours. Fire! Let the Lord give you territories. Now! Spirit of God. 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 Receive this mantle. Take it, a woman of God. Because of time, I'm not going to take your time, but may the Lord visit you.
Amen.
May the heavens open for you.
Amen.
I release the wind of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That raised Jesus from the dead.
Yes, O Lord.
To touch you now.
To the next level.
To the next level. Receive now. Favor. Receive the grace of favor.
Now. Jesus. Yes.
Loose and let it go. Loose and let it go.
Jesus.
Touch. Let the chain be broken. Let the yoke be broken.
Jesus' name.
Lida gabaha yadaraba. Liba ba 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 ba. Limando do de karabaha yad. Limando robo shoko daraba kaya daraba. The next level of this assignment. The next level of this assignment. Receiving the next level of this assignment.
Jesus' name. Le Karabasakata. Le Brokotoro Sikutu. Karabasukutu. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus name. Karabasakata Rakaba. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Jesus.
Fire!
Jesus.
of the Holy Ghost. There's somebody tapping to this grace. There's somebody tapping to this grace. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, pray in the Spirit, everybody. Pray in the Spirit. Release that to the next level. By the mantle of God. By the touch of the Holy Ghost. Fire. Fire. Let it run through your bones. Your veins, your mouth, your tongue. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Touch.
Jesus.
Ah. Bring the young lady quickly and give me an answer. Oyo nyamia, utiase.
Why
did? Oyo nyamia. PhD, she still serve God and do the work of God. We release this mantle of the warrior upon you. You will take nations, you will take cities, you will take territories. Signs and wonders will follow you. Without sweat, receive this mantle now. Take it. Take it. Take it. The power of God will touch you Himself. He will touch you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. If you can feel Him, your life will never be the same. If you can see Him, your life will never be the same. But the source of your feet. I release this mantle and let it work for you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.